tell you, so many persons we can thank and be grateful to. So many persons who can, wow, really just change our lives. And if we're talking about a lady, it could be her boyfriend. It could be her fiance. It could be her husband. It could be a close friend who really helped her see the light, helped her see a brighter day, and just changed her life. Who is Christina singing about? Well, we will cover that. Let's take a look at something that I want us to be thinking about, working on over the weekend. It has to do with our children. We're taking a look at some more awesome tips from Amy Morin on 13 things that mentally strong parents don't do. And of course, the flip side of that is what the parents do. How do you suppose this should work out? Child is playing hockey down that ice rink. And I tell you what, I take my hat off, whether you're talking rollerblading, roller skating, whether you're talking about skiing, skating on ice just for fun. You're skating on ice, playing hockey. I take my hat off to every one of you. What a skill. What courage. I tell you what, I told you I did a little bit of that roller skating when I was younger. That could be a painful experience. Yes, painful and memorable. In fact, it is so memorable that by the time I hit, say, I don't know, maybe age 13 or so, I was done. I was through. No more skating for me. The falls that I experienced were enough. They were enough. I didn't want to experience them anymore. I didn't have to experience that up to age 17, 18, 20. No, age 13 was enough. So, I was done. How about the person who's skating, talking to child now, out there on that ice rink playing hockey? And they practice one day, they get home, and they excitedly tell the father or the mother, you know what? I didn't fall down a single time today. What would your response be? Well, this is a true story. It really happened. In fact, this was something that was taking place with Amy's husband and their son. The son had finished a practice session of hockey, didn't fall down one time, very excitedly conveyed that to dad, and dad responded, well, I guess you weren't pushing yourself very hard then. Now, on the one hand, that could sound kind of mean, cold, heartless, right? But here's the point that Amy made, and I think is a good point. Dad was letting his son know that sometimes when we're really, really pushing to do well, we're pushing to excel, we're going to make mistakes. It's part of being human, isn't it? It's part of being imperfect. We really want to go about the business of doing very, very well. And we'd like to make as few mistakes as possible, but it is impossible to make no mistakes. And so the son was being taught a very good lesson. Hey, look, you do your best, try your hardest. If you make some mistakes along the way, don't sweat it. You're out there on that ice rink, you're playing hockey, you push yourself to make a goal, you push yourself to block, whatever it is you're trying to do, and you end up sliding on that floor on your hips, hey, don't sweat it. Sometimes that will happen. With the primary lesson being, don't get bent out of shape just because you make honest mistakes while pursuing excellence. Don't get bent out of shape because you've made an honest mistake. The mistakes are going to happen. When you let your child make a mistake, you actually give them an opportunity to build mental strength. Making a mistake stirs up some uncomfortable emotions, and that can lead to negative thinking and unproductive behavior. But it can also be your child's opportunity to get back up and try again. So by giving your child enough guidance when he makes mistakes, you'll teach him how to turn those mistakes into valuable life lessons that they're carrying to adulthood. And a lot of you recall that I often talk about how even as adults, we are guiding our adult children. And so our adult children are going to make mistakes, just like we are not perfect, despite the fact that we've been living however long we've been living. Our adult children aren't perfect either, and they're still going to make mistakes. They're going to still need guidance. So one of the things that Amy recommends we do, number one, allow them to make mistakes, but also when they make mistakes that should have been avoided, do we need to guide on that one too? She really, really emphasizes the importance of us making sure that we help our children understand the difference between making mistakes that are truly mistakes versus doing things that are ugly, and then we just call them mistakes, like saying something that is intended to hurt someone's feelings. Yeah, intended to hurt someone's feelings. We need to help them understand that the honest mistake is something we need to dust ourselves off of, move forward. The things that are intended to be hurtful, there may be some reproving in order for that. But along the way, we're also pointing out to our children that it's not always what we do that is a mistake. It can also be what we don't do. What if we see a child being left out every time? It's time to pick people to play the basketball game or to play the volleyball game, whatever it is. And this child is always left out. Well, it might be a good idea to go about the business of teaching them. Hey, look, you find yourself in a position to pick the team. Make sure you pick the person who always gets left out, even if they're not one of the best players, just so that that person can begin to develop some kind of confidence in themselves and maybe develop skill in the game. But even if they don't develop skill in the game, they need to be shown that someone cares about them. You pick that person. If you're not the one doing the picking, go to your friend who is picking and tell him, hey, look, we need to stop leaving so-and-so out. Pick him. We'll be all right. Yes, mistakes. We're helping our children grow, aren't we? That's what life's about. I definitely want you to be thinking about that. And really and truly, let's be teaching our children while they're young, while they're adults, to let some of life's best moments come through them. Who, ladies and gentlemen, I had not forgotten, is Christina Aguilera singing about? Who is she singing to in her song? Did any of you pick up on the part where she said, thank you, Father? Oh, you talk about somebody who can change our lives. Thank you, Father. I want to lift my hands up and pray. That's what she said. Yes, till next time.